Hi, I'm Stacey Hyde, and I'm back for another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. And today, what I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about is car insurance, and really not so much homeowners insurance, but renter's insurance. So this is for the people out there that have a car, but they're still renting. And so what do you need to look at? And why is it important to have renter's insurance? And what should you be looking for in your car insurance? For your car insurance, one thing that's really important is to be with a reputable company. And you also want to make sure that your limits for liability are going to be enough that if you are in an accident and you cause harm to somebody's car or to the other person, that it is going to be enough to provide for their injuries to where they're not trying to sue you personally. So you want to make sure you have at least $250,000 worth of coverage so that you have some protection there. And then you want to make sure that if you've got a nice car, that you also have comprehensive coverage. Comprehensive is going to protect you if your car, say, is stolen. That's where comprehensive comes in. And then collision will fix your car if you cause an accident. And then liability coverage is what pays for the other person's car. So those are the components. You have liability coverage, which in most cases is state mandated. Then you have collision, which fixes your car in the event you caused an accident. And then there's a thing called uninsured motorist, which basically kicks in if it's somebody else's fault, but they don't have either insurance at all or enough insurance to fix your car. It'll kick in. And that's usually pretty inexpensive. And then comprehensive is what fixes your car in the event of theft. Somebody dings you in a parking lot and, you know, leaves and doesn't leave a note. So those are the key things that you want to look at. The other thing is look at deductibles. If you would not turn in a claim that was $400, don't have a $250 deductible, because we know, unfortunately, if the more claims you make, the higher your premiums get. So a lot of times we'll, you know, self-insure and not report some of those small claims. And if that's the case, if you can push up your deductible to $500 or even $1,000, then you can oftentimes save some money on your premiums. But look at that, because like pushing a deductible past $1,000 really doesn't make a lot of sense, because when you look at the savings you get versus say you went from $1,000 to $2,500, but you're only gonna save like $200 a year in premiums, that doesn't make sense to take that risk for exposing yourself to an extra $1,500, in my opinion. But sometimes the savings you get from going to that higher deductible is pretty much the same amount of money. So you can just bank that money that you're saving in premiums. And then if you ever have to meet your deductible, you have those savings. So that's something that we encourage you to look at. The other is to make sure that you have renter's insurance, because even though you don't own your home, you own all the property in your home. And if you have expensive antiques, expensive audiovisual, nice jewelry, you want to make sure that you have got the right coverage on those. Or if you have expensive hobbies like fancy bicycles, you may need to make sure that you've told your agent about that, so you make sure that you've got enough coverage there. It will also protect you if you're at fault when somebody comes in your house and they trip over your kid's Legos or something. So you want to make sure that you have that coverage. And oftentimes, and this was the case with my daughter, she saved enough by having a combo policy. She got a multi-policy discount that almost paid all of her renter's insurance. So it really didn't cost her much because she got this bundled discount. So that's something to look at. And in looking at your car insurance, let's go back to that for a quick minute. Make sure you've got rental car coverage on there, because if you lose the ability to drive your car, you want to make sure that the policy is going to give you wheels so that you can get to work, get around. that also is an important component of your car insurance. So just wanted to kind of touch on some of those things that we don't think about. We did it one time, and it's can get to be a pretty big piece of our budget. And unfortunately, we're seeing premiums go up. There's a reason that the attorneys are always advertising on TV about car wrecks. That is what is pushing up our car insurance, because a claim that might have been settled for $5,000 is now costing $20,000, and that is factored into the premiums that we're paying for our car insurance, unfortunately. So it's becoming more important than ever to shop that around, ask your friends about what their experience has been like, and to look at that and make sure you have the right coverage at the right price. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less.